everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Okay, welcome everybody, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love. And what I always like to say when I bring in Dr. Carolyn Dean is uniting you with your own wellness, vitality, well-being, wisdom, and just general goodness. We're so happy to have you here for the next 2 hours this evening to talk with us and among yourselves on our chat line and through YouTube and through our various mechanisms here about the thing that matters most, which is health and well-being. And you know what they say, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And gosh, that is so true. And tonight we're going to learn about ways that you can take care of your health, safe strategies that are proven, known to work, revolving around nutrition, movement, exercise, breathing, every single thing you can imagine that Dr. Dean has in her tool bag, and she's got so many. Why? Because she's been at it for 40 years. Why? Because she's an expert in her field, and she's been around the block a time or two, and she has incredible things to share with you to brighten your life and bring your health forward. Now, before we get started, let's just also say that we do take live phone calls through the show tonight. The number to call in, 646-558-8656. Should be on your screen. It should be in the email. It could be on the YouTube. It could be in the Facebook ad that you saw. And there's an ID number that you can also use to call into the show, 8836953587. And when you come into the show, then you want to hit *9. *9 raises your hand, makes it a little blue, lets me know that you have a question or a comment, and then we will put you on the air with Dr. Dean at the appropriate time. And until that time, your phone remains on mute. Now, another thing before I bring Dr. Dean in, we want you to know that she does not give medical advice on her show. This is a call-in talk wellness show, vitality, well-being, but we do not give medical advice. That's not what we do here. But she will do is tell you what she would do if she were in your position. And of course, she's been in your position many times because she has a body and she's been on the face of the earth a long time. And I won't put her on the spot by telling how long. And she's in amazing shape. As a matter of fact, she brags many times that she feels better now than she did when she was in her 30s. And I've seen her and I know her, and I have to keep up with her every single day as she runs her company. And I can tell you what she's saying is absolutely the truth. So without further ado, let me bring on the absolutely delicious, absolutely delightful, wonderful Dr. Carolyn Dean.
And there they are, the children in the background with our proven strategies. Good word for today, Ginny, proven strategies. And you know how we get our proven strategies, how we prove our strategies? It's with the dynamic feedback from our customers. That's what I'd say. I mean, we listen to our customers. And you know what I was thinking, Ginny, how a few years ago, a gentleman customer said to us, well, you know, your bottles, I mix up the Remag and the Remite, they're both the same color. So what did we do? We set to work with our awesome designer, Sheila Kern, who's at SheilaKern.com with her incredible paintings. Sheila created the design of the bottle and the color system. When you look at these bottles, it just makes you weep. They're so beautiful. So yeah, proven strategies with dynamic feedback from our customers. And let me start out with our regular announcements, just to keep you on your toes. We have a subscription service. You can get your shipments delivered monthly without ever having to order again. Refer your practitioner. Ask yourself the question, what if your doctor knew about REMAG years ago? You could have been way ahead of the pack. So help help your fellow patients and friends and family by telling their practitioners. Use your referral candy. You must get your blood testing done. Just about everybody we're testing has low vitamin D. You want to know what the number is to then do the vitamin D calculator to find out how much vitamin D you should be taking. And what do we have today for people? We've launched our D3K2 reset, haven't we, Ginny, today?
Yes, we absolutely have. It was included in our immune bundle, but today you can buy it as a standalone, now and forever. Now and forever, you can buy it as a standalone product, and we're happy to be able to provide it for everybody. We're already getting amazing feedback on it, Carolyn. It's really, really great.
Yes, yes. And Ginny and I mean, nothing can stop us. We are unstoppable. What happened last fall? We learned about the Vitamin D Project at grassrootshealth.net. We joined them. We got our test done. Mine was so low, I was stunned. And we just turned around and made a plant-based vitamin D with K2, because when you take high-dose vitamin D, you have to have magnesium, REMAG, and K2. So we put it all together. We also happen to be out ahead of the pack with the whole viral so-called pandemic, having a vitamin D that people can take to protect their immune systems, taken along with their REMAG magnesium. The consistent finding that the media is allowing to be reported is that many areas in the world, many places in North America where there's low vitamin D, these people get hit harder. So what do you want to do? You want to boost your vitamin D levels, but you want to know what your level is to start with. So on our website, rnareset.com, click on the research project. Order your home blood test kit so you can get your whole blood RBC, magnesium, your TSH, your omega-3 fatty acids, and your vitamin D. And the price you pay for that will be returned to you in coupons for our products. So you're not even out a dime. And as I say every week, our magnesium deficiency survey keeps propelling us to do this work, because anywhere from 40 to 70% of people who take this survey, and there's 70,000 now, 40% are experiencing headaches, 70% are experiencing anxiety, and everything in between. So be sure to do that survey so we can add to the statistics of how we present magnesium to the world. On drcarolyndeanlive.com, there's 17 or 18 books that are complimentary downloads that describe all our products, go into all kinds of different disease conditions and categories that are related to nutrient deficiency. And it seems that people who have certain disease diagnoses may in fact have something like magnesium deficiency. Who knew? We knew. That's who knew. You can download our paper in nutrients. It's a published paper. We started the study at Purdue. We're continuing it at Indiana. What is it? What's the university, Indiana U? Is that what it's called?
IU, Indiana University's IU, yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we're all over the place. Our researchers are continuing the study. The first paper is called Circulating Ionized Magnesium as a Measure of Supplement Bioavailability, and it uses our REMAG. We blew the socks off these researchers, and they've been at it a long time, and they couldn't believe the absorption rate of our REMAG. They couldn't believe the size of REMAG. We said it's picometer in size, and they said, well, we'll have to prove it. And they said it nicely, and that was fine. So they use what's called a molecular size analyzer. It's called a Zeta-Sizer Nano. And they confirmed that the majority of the particle size of REMAG is in the picometer range. The test was repeated 3 times because they didn't believe it. So this was very important to us because as we're reaching out to the practitioner community, we want to be able to prove what we're doing. And we are. And the absorption of REMAG, one dose, one teaspoon in a human population, it was showing up in the bloodstream on an ionized magnesium test after 2 hours. And this, again, blew the socks off our researchers. I mean, we are their heroes and they are our heroes. So we're committed to working together more and more research. So today, the blog that Ginny and Brian sent out is potassium important for good health. And picopotassium is back on the shelves. You'll be happy to know. I mean, when we started with picopotassium a few months ago, we just had 2,000 bottles. They went overnight. We didn't realize how many people were using potassium from other sources. I had never gotten into potassium supplements for various reasons, and I'll let you know as I go through this blog. So basically, our listeners are asking as many questions about potassium now as they do about magnesium. I'm going to discuss the importance of potassium for good health, whether supplementing is a good idea. The answer is yes. Why there's only 99 milligrams of potassium in a dietary supplement dosage, and how to add it to your diet. So it's the focus is, we're going to educate you, but most importantly, we want to talk about picopotassium. So in my ebooks, Invisible Minerals Part 2 about REMITE and RECALCIA, and also our picopotassium book, I do say these words so you can get more information in those books, Invisible Minerals Part 2 and Picopotassium. Actually, I think the book is called REMITE and RECALCIA, and then Invisible Minerals Part 2 is the subheading. So potassium is the third most abundant element in the human body. Calcium is first, phosphorus is second. Potassium is mostly found inside the cells to the tune of 98%, whereas 98% of sodium is found outside the cells. The intracellular to extracellular dance of potassium and sodium helps create and conduct electrical impulses in muscle cells and nerves. Calcium and magnesium do a similar dance. And the overreaching issue about these interactions is that magnesium is in charge of opening the cell mineral ion channels to allow the potassium to go in and pushing the sodium out. And it's a lot of work. 98% of the potassium is inside the cell. 98% of sodium is outside the cell. So there's a lot of work involved to create that dynamic. And it's driven by magnesium. Continuing the blog, potassium deficiency leads to muscle cramps and arrhythmias, but to a lesser extent than magnesium deficiency. Now, I have here the reason being that potassium deficiency is less common than magnesium deficiency, but I'll get to that a little more. It always intrigues me, you know, I always try to compare which is more important, and in this case, what's more important, magnesium or potassium? What came first? Continuing, since 98% of potassium is found inside the cells, measuring potassium in the blood can be misleading. Potassium is an important electrolyte for pH balance and fluid retention. Like most other minerals, it activates various enzymes. The most surprising one is related to metabolizing sugar. Now, this is interesting. I'll mention it here. I have it in my list for after I finish this blog. And by the way, this blog is found at drcarolyndeanlive.com. It's the lead up to this show. You've gotten it in your email. You probably see it on your social media. So the enzymes that are driven by magnesium, you've heard me say this many times, there's 1,000 enzyme processes that require magnesium for their operation. Now, all I can find about potassium is there are two compared to 1,000. So I'll let that sink in, and I'll get back to it at the end of this blog. So for me, magnesium, it wins. The relationship between potassium and magnesium. A potassium deficiency may be found on a blood test, but not show a magnesium deficiency. If you have low magnesium and low potassium, your potassium won't improve when you take potassium supplements unless you also take magnesium. Because doctors don't use an accurate test for magnesium, they never find the underlying problem. Additionally, low potassium levels can increase urinary magnesium loss, and magnesium deficiency exacerbates a potassium deficiency. So they're hand in glove. They're working together, and was one is low, the other is low. But if your doctor says, well, you have a potassium deficiency, you have to take potassium, or you're on a diuretic, you need some extra potassium, and they always ignore magnesium, and you take your potassium, and it may not help. You may not feel, you know, like you think you should. But if you took potassium and magnesium, things would balance out properly. The RDA for potassium is 4 to 5 grams. That's 4,700 milligrams is what they print for the recommended daily allowance for potassium. Because potassium levels in the body are so high, I think that's why they focus on potassium, is because it is the, did I say it was the highest, along with phosphorus, and magnesium is the third highest amount of mineral in the body. So the focus has always been on potassium. You can get it through your diet, especially if you eat a lot of vegetables, but you can't boil them and throw away the cooking water, which contains all the potassium. And I have like a mini list of potassium-rich foods. We got an email saying, why didn't you include such and such? Well, most foods are supposed to have some potassium. The problem is you cook it away, or you're eating a diet where you're just not eating your carbohydrate vegetables or fruits. Look here, the green leafy vegetables that people might eat that on a keto or paleo diet, not a carnivore diet, but they're not going to be eating bananas. That you may be eating nuts and avocados, but not citrus fruit or potatoes. So you're not eating as many potassium containing foods as you used to. In my naturopathic training, when I was researching my Magnesium Miracle book, I learned that potassium has very important interactions with magnesium. However, I was still reluctant to recommend potassium supplements because the FDA ruled that a potassium supplement can only contain 99 milligrams of potassium. So here we have an RDA of 4,700 milligrams of potassium that we're not getting in our diet. And the FDA will only let us give you 99 milligrams per dose. So knowing that and not wanting to buck the FDA any more than I already was, I encourage people to make potassium broth and eat lots of vegetables, thinking that would be enough. I mean, how many times have I said that? And customer service says it. So I finally changed my mind about potassium supplements when I realized that some of my customers with atrial fibrillation, even though they were becoming saturated with REMAG, still had symptoms, which I began to attribute to low potassium. And as I said, are already, you know, on the keto diet, cutting back on vegetable carbs, people weren't getting their potassium. And then there became this, I guess, fad that was being recommended by non-doctors of taking cream of tartar powder for its high potassium content. But I was concerned that they wouldn't know how much potassium they were taking and could either overdose or underdose. You know, you get your next batch of cream tartar and it doesn't have as much potassium, and all of a sudden you're underdosing and can get in a problem. You really have to take supplements that are standardized in a measurable way so that you can follow a proper protocol. So there is potassium in Remite, but that was back in the day when we had to stay within the 99 milligrams. So a daily dose of 1.5 teaspoons of Remite has 98 milligrams of potassium. Now, it's the picometer stabilized ion of potassium, so it's actually more like 200 milligrams, but still, I realized that wasn't enough. I go on with the blog. Years of experience showed me that many of our customers needed more potassium. Okay, so when I decided to create Pico Potassium, I realized that all I needed to do was concentrate the stabilized ion of our potassium chloride that we have in Remite already, and on our FDA-compliant label, the dose of Pico Potassium is 99 milligrams per quarter teaspoon. Most products, you know, powders and liquids, they're 99 milligrams per teaspoon. So right away, you see that if you just take a teaspoon of Pico Potassium, you're getting 400 milligrams. So I recommend that if someone is not getting 4,700 milligrams of potassium in their diet, if their blood level of potassium isn't in the high normal range, and I'm reading researchers now who say that's 4.8, it's milliequivalents per liter. The range, I'll have to look up the range again. I don't have it here. But some people are saying, well, 4.2 is okay, but I'm going for 4.8. So also, if people have heart rhythm symptoms, even when they're saturated with 2 to 4 teaspoons of REMAG, or if they're on a diuretic, they can take Pico Potassium. To determine the dietary intake, I took a recommendation from a customer using the Chronometer app at chronometer.com. It's spelled C-R-O-N-O-M-E-T-E-R. So that's the tool you use to type in what foods you're eating, and it'll kick out how much potassium that you're likely ingesting. And then I say, since Pico Potassium is probably absorbed twice as much as food or other supplements, and knowing this because our REMAG absorption study shows that magnesium in its picometer size is so fully absorbed. We haven't done the Pico Potassium absorption study yet, but we'll get to that. So I'm calculating that if you're deficient in your diet by, say, 1,200 milligrams, you're getting 2,500 milligrams in the food you're eating. You need 1,200 milligrams more, then you would take, or I would take, I can't tell you what to do, I would take 1.5 teaspoons of pico potassium, which would give me, one teaspoon is almost 400 milligrams. So that would give me 600 milligrams of pico potassium, which could be equivalent to 1200 milligrams. So just continuing on the comparison, potassium to magnesium, I mentioned the 1,000 enzyme systems in magnesium, the two enzyme systems for potassium. They're working on the various pumps, the potassium enzymes. But here's something about a hydrogen potassium pump, and Ginny's going to be interested in this. There's a gastric hydrogen potassium ATPase. Now, just a sidebar here, anytime you look at ATP, you can add MG to it, because to make ATP in the Krebs glycolysis cycle, six of the eight steps require magnesium. So to get to ATP, you have magnesium attached. So this hydrogen potassium ATPase is the proton pump of the stomach. It exchanges potassium from the intestines with a hydrogen molecule. They call it a hydronium, but it's hydrogen. It's the enzyme primarily responsible for the acidification of the stomach contents and the activation of the digestive enzyme pepsin, which is your gastric acid. So we've heard of proton pump inhibitors. These are the drugs that suppress stomach acid, and it's the hydrogen potassium pump that they are inhibiting. It's these drugs that have an FDA black box warning about causing magnesium deficiency. Now that is huge, what I just said there. What that means is people taking pico potassium are going to be improving their stomach acidification. This whole business about suppressing stomach acid is actually false. It's erroneous. The quote heartburn and all that you get from your stomach is usually not acid. It's a backwash of alkaline contents from the small intestine, because the stomach just doesn't have an acid to digest the food. So the food's all getting hung up in the stomach, and there's this reflux from the small intestine into the stomach. And they know this because when you swallow little pH meters, tiny, tiny little pH meters, and they measure the pH of your stomach, it's not acid at all. It's alkaline. So don't be surprised in customer service, Jenny, as people tell you that their digestion has improved with pico potassium. The other incredibly important aspect of potassium and magnesium, it rides on magnesium. So let me say this. These words are in a German Medical Association Journal of 2018 from a post that was in 1997 GMA Journal. Electrolyte imbalances still do not receive anywhere near enough attention. Magnesium, the second most common intracellular cation after potassium, is not usually included in the electrolyte status. Potassium deficiency, however, almost always goes hand in hand with magnesium deficiency, and can be balanced only by administering magnesium simultaneously. Let me repeat. Potassium deficiency almost always goes hand in hand with magnesium deficiency, and can be balanced only by administering magnesium simultaneously. I'm hearing a lot of background noise, guys. It's it's kind of distracting. So magnesium and potassium together, totally important. That's where we're at today, where the magnesium we've been using has been awesome in helping people balance their magnesium deficiencies. And it's being supported by potassium. Our people weren't getting enough from their potassium broth or their vegetables. So that's where Pico Potassium comes in. And the reports we're getting are just, you know, pretty awesome. The first one, I'm on my third day of Pico Potassium, and I don't know how to express it other than to say, I've reached another positive level of wellness, another level of calmness, in spite of the turmoil around us. Please convey my gratitude, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's from Joan. Another one, your magnesium has absolutely saved me. While I was pregnant with my fourth, I began having palpitations constantly. Maybe this is, I've had to, my mom recommended Remax, started to increase my dose. I also started supplementing potassium. Within a day, I was having only one or two palpitations. I went from miserable to living again. So that's pretty amazing. Another one, I'm sitting here working and sipping Dr. Dean's potassium and my salt with added Remax. I am feeling wonderful. That's from Mandy. Someone else, I just started the Pico Potassium, and so far I'm liking it very much. I take a quarter teaspoon twice daily. I think it's helping with heart palpitations and other heart issues. It definitely clears the intestines in a very good way. It does not give me the runs, and that's from Rinda. And someone else is saying, I'm a very faithful customer of Dr. Dean's products, using all the formulas for 8 years. I have AFib, and I have kept under control with all her supplements, especially REMAG. When COVID started, I began experiencing my heart feeling like it was flipping over. Ginny suggested I take potassium. I bought one, but it did not seem to work. Then I started Dr. Dean's new potassium, and there was immediate improvement. 1 to 2 teaspoons, sometimes 3, has really helped. I also did some emotional work with our Dr. David Holt around the harsh and fear of death and losing loved ones. Thank you, Dr. Dean, for all your support and especially your kindness. So there's another case of someone who taking a different potassium wasn't getting the results. Another one, with Pico Potassium, my constipation problems are totally changing. I heard my heartbeat in my left ear for 2 years. After a month of using it, the beat in my ear is gone. I have inflammation problems. However, now my feet don't swell as much. And that's a nice, short, sweet testimonial. Another one. Okay, that's Joan again. And someone who's been dealing with palpitations and supraventricular tachycardia, using REMAG and Epsom salts back. Oh, this is the individual where I learned about the chronometer. She had the heart arrhythmia, was using REMAG, Epsom salts, wondered about potassium, did the chronometer. Saw that she was only getting 2,600 milligrams a day, began to do a potassium chloride powder, and saw how helpful it was. So we just reminded her that now we have a Pico Potassium, so she won't have to take as much. Because some people say they have to take such high doses of other potassiums to get any results. So I have more words about potassium, the studies showing that it's becoming more and more deficient in the population. The causes are so much like magnesium deficiency. I mean, they do go hand in hand. When you're low in magnesium, you're not absorbing your potassium. And that kind of says it all. The symptoms of potassium deficiency, weakness, fatigue, muscle cramps, twitching, constipation, arrhythmia. And then we come to a few of today's questions from our readers. And this is one, this is a person who said, why didn't you list coconut water? And I mean, I just say that when you look at online lists of potassium foods, there's probably 100. So we didn't mention a lot of them. But she gives important information here that her coconut water has 550 milligrams of potassium in the 8 ounces, and she likes to mix Restructure with it. So I think that's awesome. That's a wonderful way to get another dose of potassium. Next question. What if you're deficient in both magnesium and potassium? How does a person decide how to dose to get back to ideal levels? I would say you start taking both. Most of our people are already on REMAG, so they can start on their quarter teaspoon of potassium. But if you have not started either REMAG or Pico Potassium, then you can start on a quarter teaspoon of each. There's no interference. Now, this is an interesting question. I'm using Pico Potassium, this gentleman says, with great results. I have a prescription for potassium from my physician, and I can say that Pico Potassium is far superior to the prescription I've been using. I'm holding on to my potassium much better now and require less to maintain a healthy potassium balance. Now, he says, I've read that potassium directly competes with vitamin B12, and he's hesitant to take too much real iron, which has B12. And, you know, he says more words and, you know, real concern, et cetera. So I read this article, and first of all, I don't trust the article because the author says that he got muscle spasms after he used 25 milligrams per day or more of vitamin B12 for 5 years. Now, B12 comes in micrograms, so I can't imagine he took milligrams, but if he misses such an important typo, I don't know. You can't trust these words. But the main issue here is that he brought up the question of some antagonism. Let me see what the words David used. He said that potassium directly competes with vitamin B12. Now, fortunately, that is not the case. Here's the story behind B12 and potassium. When vitamin B12 is used to relieve a B12 deficiency in the midst of a person having low potassium, the surge in red blood cell metabolism can use up potassium. And that potassium is supposed to be supporting the heart, so it takes it away from the heart. So it's not an antagonism, but it's the fact that potassium is being used up for the red blood cell metabolic processes that B12 is stimulating. This is much like magnesium being used up in vitamin D metabolism. So it's only an effect if both are very deficient. And David, you're well past that stage, so there shouldn't be any problem. I think he said something about his potassium is good at 4.2 millimoles per liter. I know the milliequivalent per liter, but I would go for high normal potassium. I do not know if what I said about 4.8 milliequivalents per liter is going to be equivalent to this millimoles per liter, but I'd go for high normal potassium. Someone is asking, do you have any insight on why a person would have to consume a lot of potassium every day? She's dosing with potassium, takes it with her when she leaves the house. She has adrenal issues, very frustrated. Well, this could very easily be that Donna is not saturated enough with magnesium to be able to hold on to her potassium. So that's where I would go with that. Someone is saying, I have leg cramps at night. There, what do you advise? This is Doris. Well, we used to just say, take your Remag, take 2-3 teaspoons of Remag through the day in your sea salted water. But to that, I think we could easily add your peak of potassium as well, working up to a teaspoon a day. And someone is asking about SIBO, small intestinal bowel. What is small intestinal bowel? Something or other. I have to look up SIBO because I have forgot the acronym, what it stands for. Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, of course. And they forget yeast overgrowth. So, you really have to look at yeast as well. So let's see this question. What do you recommend for a person with SIBO who cannot consume sufficient potassium-rich vegetables? So I think I've answered that. We're adding the potassium. This person, what's her name? Diana says she has realized with the chronometer, I think she said, that she needed 2,900 extra milligrams of potassium chloride powder. She takes 2 1/4 teaspoons of Remag, teaspoon, 1/4 of Recalcia. By tracking all my food, I see I usually cannot get enough potassium. I get leg cramps, headaches, and weakness. She feels best with 5,000 to 600 milligrams of potassium in her diet and her replacement, but she said that potassium can be rough on an empty stomach. So Pico potassium then is available to her. 3 teaspoons of Pico potassium, that's 1,200 milligrams of potassium. And it being twice as effective or twice as active means she'll get her 2,400 milligrams extra. And that may solve the problem. Last question. My 31-year-old daughter and I are taking a teaspoon of Pico potassium. We know we need a lot of it from our hair tissue mineral analysis. Also taking a teaspoon each of Remag and Recalcia. How much potassium can we safely take? It seems to calm our hearts down very well. My daughter has a lot of heart pounding. Okay. She says your potassium with Recalcia in equal amounts is the main thing that seems to balance her nervous system. Well, I mean, you could look at, and this person's name is Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. You could look at taking more of all of them. A teaspoon of each is just bordering on minimal amounts of Remag. Remag should be 1.5 teaspoons. The Remag could be 2 teaspoons. Recalcia, if you're not getting calcium in your diet, you can take your full 600 milligrams of calcium in 2 teaspoons of Recalcia. And I would work up to 2 teaspoons of Pico potassium as well. So I have a testimonial on Darlene on Sjogren's syndrome. I didn't realize it, but it's related to or associated with potassium deficiency. And she says, since taking Pico potassium, my energy is starting to come up. I feel more like me than in a long time. The low potassium was causing her to have to go to the bathroom 3 and 4 times every couple of hours. So that was very important for me to learn about Sjogren's, the autoimmune disease, is associated with low potassium, as I imagine many autoimmune diseases are. So that ends my my monologue, Ginny, if you would like to come in and see what I've missed.
Well, that was fantastic. I'm so excited about Pico's. I'm excited about the diet thing, the stomach thing, because so many of our customers are on PPIs, and so many of our customers have ongoing digestive issues. And another thing, Carolyn, that I wanted to tell you is that Pico Zinc is fantastic for your stomach.
Oh,
And I am learning that from my own firsthand experience. It just is really, really good to aid in digestion, and it just makes your stomach feel good, or at least it makes mine feel good. So I'm very excited about that. I'm thrilled about the potassium and all these wonderful testimonials that we heard of people just getting over that last little bit of that, you know, part of the AFib that they haven't been able to kick. And how fantastic is that? That's just awesome.
Right. Yes. Yes, of course I say, why didn't I do this earlier? But I didn't. And now we've done it, and everything's going to sort itself out. Right.
Yes. Yeah, well, absolutely. And it's fine. Yeah, I know in the past, you have hesitated to recommend coconut water because of its sugar content. I know you've said that before. So people on the keto diet, I think you have to kind of be careful with that level of using that coconut water, because it does have sugar in it.
Yes, yes. Good. Good catch there. Thanks, Ginny. Yeah, read your labels and see if it it works for you, because they may not have added sugar, but the fructose sugar in coconut water is going to count. And looking at one coconut water, it says 11 grams of sugar in 11 ounces. So that's like 2.5 teaspoons of sugar. So that is sugar.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That sugar. Well, you know, that's the bummer with all a lot of potassium. I mean, whether it's in your potatoes, your sweet potatoes, potassium in large quantities always comes with sugar.
Right. All the fruit, bananas are recommended right off the bat for your potassium, and they're the highest fructose content. Okay. Yeah. So back to Pico Potassium. Another reason to have it.
Darn straight. Sugar-free potassium, man. Doesn't get any better than that. That can be our new marketing campaign, Carolyn. Sugar-free potassium.
Chad would be able to make hay with that for sure.
That's right. That's right. Because that's a lot of reason people drink the Gatorade, even though coconut water has a higher potassium count. It has an equivalent sugar count, I think, or something similar. So really, sugar-free potassium is so important. And when people have heart issues and when they've got dietary concerns, they're not trying to pound sugar, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question from our lovely Belinda. Now, we digress here for a minute. And that is that Belinda wanted to know if we would compare the benefits of the plant-based vitamin D3K2 that we've got versus the Blue Ice Royal. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the problem with Blue Ice Royal is we were never able to get a D3 level. Each of their batches, I guess, would be different. So they would never tell us how much we were getting. And Blue Ice Royal, it does have vitamin A, but we're going to add vitamin A to our next batch of Restructure, so people can get it there. But vitamin A is a little easier to come by. I don't think we'd come out with a vitamin A product. The K2 and Blue Ice Royal, we never knew how much of that you were getting either. So it came out of science, where we studied our people who were taking Blue Ice Royal and whether or not they were getting enough vitamin D or even essential fatty acids, and they weren't. So we shift it. We're not going to stay with something that's not being totally helpful to our bodies and our health.
Right on. Very good. I still like Blue Eye Swirl for the EFAs. I mean, I don't know, you know, it's good for now until we have something else. But yeah, I'm excited about D3K2. Plus, the other thing is people are so deficient in vitamin D. It is shocking. And anybody who's doing anything with any kind of a therapy, vitamin D therapy, for anything, say, involving an infection of any kind that people might be aware of, they're saying 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day minimum. Right?
So, I know. I took 10,000 to get my level up from 19 to 53. And I'll keep it 10,000 until I do my next test and see where I am. But Grassroots Health said that 40 to 60 was a safe clinical place to be. People with a family history of breast cancer who've had breast cancer to prevent recurrence, over 60. Was it 60 to 80? I keep just staying over 60, but do you know the range for breast cancer?
Oh, it is 60 to 80 for sure for breast cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So 10,000 is probably what you need to do that. What with everything else going on, with everything that vitamin D is being called to do to protect us.
And also, Carolyn, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And you were going to say, and also REMAG, because you have to have the REMAG to process that amount of vitamin D. That's why I stayed away from it, because it used up so much magnesium. Go ahead, Jenny.
Well, I was actually going to say, and Belinda, if you remember from when Cedric Garland was on the show, Carol Baggerly, a couple weeks ago. He said that vitamin D is imperative to protect people against EMFs and 5G. And they've got studies on it. So look, go back and listen to the end of that, Belinda, and I'll post the date that it was. I'll look for it real quick for you. But go back and listen to that part where Cedric Garland, the researcher, vitamin D researcher, was talking about this thing about 5G and environmental pollutants. That was April 6th, 2020, Belinda. So go back and listen to that. It was really good how he talked about that. 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, and also daily, not in a big whack, you know, where you're taking it 50,000 IUs once a week. You've got to take it daily.
Yes. Good.
Yeah. Okay. And then here's something just so super fun, Carolyn. And we're going to have to break here in a minute because we're coming up to the top of the hour. And we do have little blue hands all over the board. I can see you. Thank you for raising your hands. *9 on the keypad will raise your hand and let me know you've got a question or comment. So we're going to have great callers next hour. I just have to get this question in really quick from this precious person, Callie. C-A-L-L-I-E. I believe she's a new listener to the show. And this is what she's saying. I was told by a practitioner that I should bathe in 5 cups of borax to get rid of candida. A friend did this and she thought it was amazing. I was told to do that for 30 days. I have cellulite on my stomach, legs, and thighs. And I'm at the end of my rope. Do you think this will help me?
I really don't know enough about that. That's one thing I've never tried, Callie. Borax, that's sort of a boron derivative. Boron, we know it's good for yeast. We have it in our Remite. I don't know what to tell you. I have no experience with it. So okay. I have to leave it there.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, well, gosh, if you could do that, though, that would be super fun. But like you said, that would be good. Okay, now it's better than a elimination diet of sugar, wheat, and dairy, right, Carolyn?
That's true. But I mean, a detoxifying bath is helpful for a lot of things. But there's so many reasons that it could or couldn't work that it ends up just being, is it a placebo or is it really scientific?
Very good.
You know, when you put that much energy into doing something, committing to that much, you'll probably also be, I'll tighten up my diet. Oh, I'll do this. I'll do that. And then boom, you do improve.
Right. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Top of the hour, time to take a break. Get a sip of your Remake potassium water. We'll be right back with hour two, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean and your phone calls. Exciting times, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be back with hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute. Offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.